Hey, there is a first of all, it's great. We have not had the opportunity to have this slot in a very long time, so it's great to pick up again. There is a pasuk in this week's parsha, which is a very, very famous pasuk. It is one that many speak about, and it is amazingly intriguing. It is the following: "B'shamar v'nei Yisrael es haShabbos la'asos es haShabbos." That b'nei Yisrael kept Shabbos la'asos es haShabbos l'dorosim bris olam. Those three words of la'asos es haShabbos, those are three words which very much bothered Chazal. It very much bothered the Mefarshei HaPshat, and there are a variety of Bali Machshava that really jumped on that for the following reason. B'shamru v'nei Yisrael HaShabbos, the term Shmira is typically associated with mitzvos los aseh, Shamar Shiyom HaShabbos l'kacho. It's a reference to the negative prohibitions, the things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, the Isurei Melacha. B'shamru v'nei Yisrael HaShabbos. Therefore, wondered, again, already Chazal in the Midrashim, therefore wondered Chazal, what does it mean la'asos es haShabbos, to make Shabbos? Typically, Shabbos is the absence of action. Typically, we associate the Shemira of Shabbos, not performing Melacha, with being passive. So what does it mean, la'asos es haShabbos, to make Shabbos? We don't make Shabbos further, and even, I guess, you know, to go, the Gemara tells us in the 10th parak of Maseches Pesachim, I'm only like 25 blot behind Daf Yomi, so I don't know what they're up to, but in one of those blot, you know, somewhere around there in Arvei Pesachim, Shabbos is Kviya V'Kayima. Shabbos is set and established. We don't really make Shabbos. Shabbos is there, and it's all there, and we don't do a lot. If we do nothing, it's still called Shabbos. Shabbos is present. It's present in a very intense way. Akedei Kach, that for many Rishonim even, the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos is not us really sanctifying Shabbos. We're not really Mikadesh Shabbos, as much as we are noting the arrival of Shabbos. We are being zocher, some zechira of mentioning an awareness of the presence of Shabbos. So what does it mean, la'asos es haShabbos? So some of the Mefarshei HaPshat explain in the following manner. The Ibn Ezra writes, as an example, what is la'asos es haShabbos? So it actually is the term that we often use. I'm going to be making Shabbos this week. Says the Ibn Ezra, what it means is, she'yaseh kodem haShabbos, that in order to be able to keep Shabbos well, so sometimes you have to prepare in advance. You have to make sure that things are ready. Otherwise, the not performing, refraining from any malacha for an entire day is very, very challenging. And it refers a lot, so it's a Shabbos, doing what you can in advance to be able to keep it. The Rabbi Bechai, also in his Perush Al Torah, assumes that that is what he calls Al Derech HaPshat. That is the simple read of the Pasuk, of la'asos es haShabbos. There are a variety of other explanations in the Medrash and otherwise, but I want to try to focus on maybe three or four more intriguing, from a machshava perspective at least, this formulation of la'asos es haShabbos. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh has a lot of different suggestions as to what exactly it means. He himself suggests as follows. The Torah tells the parts of Yeshev that when Yaakov Avinu is waiting, is anticipating what's going to be with the dreams of Yosef. So the Torah tells us, V'aviv shamar es hadavar. Shamar meaning he was mamtin umitzapa. He was waiting with anticipation to see, Yaakov was, when the dreams of Yosef were going to come true. Says the Or HaChaim, la'asos es haShabbos, this idea of shmira of Shabbos, la'asos es haShabbos, is really about the following. There are different ways that a person can relate to Shabbos. It is very easy to look forward and to anticipate Shabbos because Shabbos is a day of absence. It's a day of just relaxation. The week is very busy, and I love having a bit of an off day. La'asos es haShabbos, says the Or HaChaim, comes to teach us that a person should make sure that they view Shabbos as a day of asiya, as a day of opportunity, rather than a day of being passive. It is true that the shmira, the absence of melacha, on some level is passive, but part of the goal of the Shamru V'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos, part of the goal of the Shmira, part of the goal of the Isser Malacha, is so that we can be Osa, so that we can be people who are actively engaged on in terms of investing in the Kedusha and in the mitzvot associated with Shabbos, so suggests the Or HaChaim. But I want to really try to develop a couple of additional ideas that I think are very, very intriguing. What's B'Shamru V'nei Yisrael Shabbos, La'asos es haShabbos? Sir Tzadok has a particular theory, which is amazingly intriguing in general. Reb Tzadok is a big believer. He's someone that actually, I think even in the world of like academic Talmud, they're fascinated by an element of Reb Tzadok on this particular point, and that is as follows. Reb Tzadok often speaks about the uniqueness of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh as opposed to Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is something which was given. It is finite. We know what it is. It's a text which is there. Torah Shebaal Peh So we play a dominant role in the unfolding of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's Gemara in Bava Tzion Daf Nun Tes. It's Chuni Banai Lo Bashamayim Hi. We play a very active and very dominant role in the unfolding of Torah Shabbat Peh. Says with Tzadok, this happens to be what the Malachim were very jealous of when we got Torah. What really got the Malachim upset wasn't the fact that we got Torah Shbichsav. We all have the same relationship to Torah Shbichsav. What got the Malachim very upset in Chazal when we were able to get Torah was that we got Torah Shbal Peh and we got a degree of control over Torah Shbal Peh and the way that it's able to be given over. Tzadok understands that part of the source of that, one of the primary locations where we see that B'nai Yisrael is given a degree of power and authority, not just to passively receive, but also to play an active role in the unfolding, is when it comes to the Kedusha of Shabbos. Shabbos, on the one hand, is Kviyah V'Kayma. Shabbos, on the one hand, is totally set. It's established by Ribbono Shel Olam. But Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the ability, when giving over Torah, he gave us the ability that even though it's set, that we play an active role, La'asos Es HaShabbos. And Lashon Reb Tzadok, it's a Kri Tzadok in Parshas Bereishis, says Reb Tzadok that when it comes to Shabbos, we have the ability to Nasta Shabbos Baruch HaKoach LiYisrael Sheyachnis Kedusha LeShabbos. We have the ability to sanctify Shabbos in a much more intense way, in a much more real way. That Shabbos is what it is, but it doesn't mean that we can't still insert increasing amounts of Kedusha nonetheless. It's like if you're familiar with the phenomenon when it comes to Kedushas Bechor. The Bechor is Kadosh Mirechem, but still Mitzvah Lev LaHakdisha. We can still potentially insert a degree of Kedusha, even though there's Kedusha which is already present. Says Reb Tzadok, that's found in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud tells us that Kosh Baruch Hu told us a very beautiful song, put up by Reshit, Matana Tova Yeshli Beveskin Azai, that I have a wonderful gift in my treasure house. And what is the wonderful gift that Rebbe Shalom gave us? He gave us the gift of Shabbos. What does it mean we got the gift of Shabbos? Says Reb Tzadok, a gift means that on some level now belongs to us. What does it mean that Shabbos belongs to us? So what it means is that we are also responsible for it. And that we have the ability, the more that we are observing Shabbos, the more that we are making Shabbos, the more that we are investing in Shabbos, so then we have the ability to insert a degree of Kedusha into Shabbos, and for Shabbos itself to really be much holier, to really even have an element of Kedusha. That's what we've said so far, so we have time for one or two additional Pshatim. But Torah tells us that Shabbos, we keep Vishamru, Isser Malacha, but nevertheless, it's referred to in the positive, to make Shabbos. I thought Isser Malacha always referred to being passive. How is the passive keeping of Shabbos? What's the relationship between not doing Malacha and making Shabbos? You have an Ezra, Reina B'chai, Alderach HaPshat. What it means is that we prepare in advance for Shabbos, Lasso, is to make Shabbos, and that's how we're really able to keep it. For the Or HaChaim, what it means is that even though Shabbos, you're not going to do Malacha, still view it as a day of action, still view it as a day of opportunity, still view it as a day where we can do a whole lot. For Reb Tzadok, we are Shomer Shabbos, but when we're Shomer Shabbos, one thing that we're doing, we ourselves are bringing increased amounts of Kedusha there. It's already Kadosh anyway. But the more that we keep it, the more we insert even more Kedusha, the more we insert even more holiness. There is a Kedushas Levi, which I love, on this Pasuk. We'll note it in the following way. There is a Stira in Chazal. The Gemara tells them, Sech Shabbos and Nafkuf Yiches, that if B'nai Yisrael would keep two Shabboses in a row, so the Geula would automatically come. It's a very well-known Gemara. If we kept two Shabboses in a row, the Geula would certainly arrive. Nevertheless, there are those that point out that the Yushalmi in Tainus points out that B'nai Yisrael would keep one Shabbos, so then Shabbos, then the Geula would automatically come. Astira, which is it? Two Shabboses bring the Geula, or one Shabbos brings the Geula? What's the Pshat? So Levi Yitzchak, Duchess Levi, offers the following suggestion. He says like this, if you ever nail, you do a great job keeping one Shabbos, you have an amazing Shabbos, what often happens is that one amazing Shabbos has a spillover effect. That the whole week that follows, the whole week that ensues, is just such a better week. It's such a better time. And it's if you do Shabbos really, really well, it impacts the next week. And you know what happens the next Shabbos? The next Shabbos, it's also so much easier for you to invest and for you to take Shabbos really seriously. So much easier for you to be able to keep Shabbos really well. Says the Kedushas Levi, there's no stira between Bavli and Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, really, you sort of need two Shabboses. But Yerushalmi says, if you keep one Shabbos, if all of B'nai Yisrael would keep Shabbos once, really, really well, we're very, very confident the spillover of that massive impact it would have on Klal Yisrael, there's no way we wouldn't also keep a second Shabbos really well. If Klal Yisrael nailed it, all of B'nai Yisrael came together, so then we'd be able to keep another Shabbos as well, and we'd get to that Bavli level of B'nai Yisrael keeping two Shabboses. Says, if it's just Levi, that's Pshat in this Pasuk. v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, that b'nei Yisrael keep one Shabbos really, really well. And what does that Shabbos do? Lasos es ha-Shabbos. It means that you're also going to keep then the next Shabbos. It means then it's going to have spillover effect to the second Shabbos. That doing it once really, really well ends up having spillover to the next one. So we saw an important pasuk, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, lasos es ha-Shabbos, this unique capacity to invest and to refrain from doing malacha. But Shabbos at its core, even though it looks like in many ways we're passive on Shabbos, so if the Ibn Ezra, that's true, and do all of your action before Shabbos. But for many of the Baalei Machshava, it's about shifting our perspective on the Isser Malacha of Shabbos. It is an Isser Malacha, but we also are actively engaged on Shabbos. For the Orach Chaim, viewing Shabbos as a day of action, of spiritual opportunity. For a Tzaddok, a day in which when we keep Shabbos, we're inserting more Kedusha to Shabbos, because the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us Torah. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a gift, and that gift is that we play an active role in inserting Kedusha into this world. And for Kedusha's Levi, when Jews keep Shabbos, you keep Shabbos once really, really well, you'll see it'll have spillover effect. If all of Klal Yisrael, the entire Jewish people, one time would nail it, there's no way we would not get a second Shabbos also. But Shabbos B'nai Yisrael Shabbos, if all B'nai Yisrael keep Shabbos once, Lasos, Esau Shabbos, it would have the impact of a future Shabbos as well. Shkayach, guys.